We have got to talk about this. Listen, it's a very important topic, and it is about housing. And we've talked with Ken Peterson before. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing at Shea Homes. And the topic of housing, affordable housing, building enough housing, and now we've got other things involved. He joins us again. Ken, thanks for being on the show again.
Absolutely, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
So I want to ask you a couple of questions about how things may have changed since the last time we've talked. Where are we on inventory for homes in general, but about new construction homes as well? How are we doing on inventory? Are we staying ahead of need? Are we catching up with the need, or are we still in a bad place?
No, I think we're getting into a better place. You know, the whole shift during the pandemic when, you know, everything thought the market was going to slow down, the real estate and housing market. And then we had this big spike. And I think a lot of us were taken off guard. And so we had issues with supply chain, issues with labor. And that's really worked itself out. And really starting in the beginning of last year, builders took a more aggressive approach with the rise of interest rates to put more inventory homes in the ground, even though the sales demand wasn't there. And so what we've seen is this shift from people going out, buying a home, buying a new home, picking a home site and having us build it. They're coming into communities across the valley for homes that are near completed, I would say within about 45 to 60 days. So people can come in, purchase a home, lock in an interest rate, and take advantage of builder incentives to buy that right now.
Are we going to see a change? There's been a slowdown in the market. Interest rates played a big role in that. Are we going to see that change? Are we going to see people like we normally do this time of year out there selling their homes and buying new homes, new construction or otherwise?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because all of the stats really talk about the resale market, you know, the increase 23% year over year with homes on the market. I think we're right around 20,000 resale homes. You know, our homes don't go on the market. So new home communities, builders would only list a home or put it on the market if it was complete. That supply is really down because we're selling those homes in advance. So I would tell you that we're having a really good year. Not spectacular, not overwhelming, but we're keeping up with the demand and getting people into homes.
So there's been a lot of talk of how we build affordable housing. There was a bill in the legislature. I just want to get your opinion as a new home builder on this. A bill in the legislature that would change zoning codes across the state of Arizona. And it's been my argument that if you give home builders an opportunity to build less expensive homes on smaller lots, that there's a market that's underserved out there, and many home builders would kind of jump at an opportunity to do that. Do you believe there would be builders out there that would jump at that market if given the opportunity?
Absolutely. I mean, if you take a look at the Phoenix MSA, you know, we're a large city. There's a lot of places that, you know, we'd love to build in. But there's a lot of restrictions as well. And those could be impact fees in the community, the overall density. And so you're seeing a shift in the market. But, you know, when we talk to consumers, they will drive to buy for affordability.
And so, yeah, that's the thing is it seems like there's a little bit of that NIMBYism that everybody understands we need to build more affordable housing, but people don't necessarily want it in their communities. And that's kind of an area where it's a little frustrating to watch that happen, because I think quality builders like yourself could still build a quality product, maybe smaller on a smaller lot where it would satisfy the needs, but still give people a quality product to buy.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you take a look at the I-10 corridor, you know, we build and other builders build off that. You know, we have single family detached homes and a beautiful master plan community. The one I'm referencing is Alamar, which is about 8 miles south of the 10. We have homes out there for 400,000. So, you know, there are homes out there that can be from that 375 to 425 range. The challenge with a lot of people is when you're looking at a 7% interest rate,
right?
It makes it a little more difficult. But, you know, I would say last month, our average home closing was about between 4.9 and 5.2%. And that's with our incentives to buy down that interest rate to get people into homes.
So what are the big challenges? What should people that are looking to at new construction homes or in homes in general, what are the challenges for the buyers and what are the challenges for the builders you see happening? Are they reoccurring? Or are they new challenges coming down the road?
I think it's all about perception. And I think that's our biggest challenge because you have, you know, volatility in the market. We don't know what the Feds are going to do. We just got a new jobs report. We have, you know, forecasts that say, hey, interest rates could drop six times in 2023. Now it was three times. Now, well, we don't know if interest rates are going to drop. If they drop, maybe that's towards the end of the third or the beginning of the fourth quarter of this year. And so that's making people hesitate before getting out there and making a decision to purchase. If you look at home prices, they're continually, you know, eking up a little bit because it's really the supply and demand that's happening in the market. So, you know, I think it's just consumers saying, you know what, maybe it is a good time. I've been waiting, and as long as I wait, you know, interest rates are staying about the same, but home prices are continually going up. And so we have, you know, really high traffic in our communities. Our teams are out educating, you know, customers. If they want to live in an area and they're comfortable with the pricing, then, hey, it's a great time to purchase. I don't think you're going to see, you know, a big decline in home prices. I mean, all costs are going up for all consumers across all goods and services.
So when you advise people, when you in the industry, I'm not talking about customers, when you're talking within the industry, you feel confident that the home market's going to remain strong in Arizona because we're a destination for growth, and you think that things are looking good for the industry as a whole?
That is my outlook. I mean, if you take a look at Arizona unemployment, we're at 3.2%. Nationally, we're at 3.9%. Many of our buyers, and we built from 400,000 to over 5 million. You have people vacating other parts of the country where, you know, if you live in Arizona, you look at home prices and how they've moved. Affordability is a huge topic, but we're cheaper than some other markets where people are coming to Arizona from. And then we do have the luxury home market, which is driving, but the whole landscape of Phoenix has changed over the last 10 years. I mean, we are a destination.
Ken, I always enjoy talking to you. I like the updates. I think people out there are very concerned, and you're right. I think it's a lot about perception, and making sure that perception is closer to reality is always the goal here on the show. And I appreciate the help today, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That is Ken Peterson, VP of Sales and Marketing for Shea Homes. Just a little update on the real estate market and what you can expect, whether you're buying, you know, in the resale market or a new construction. I just think it's good information because a lot of people are concerned about things, and maybe sometimes maybe it's justified. Other times, maybe not so much.